fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Amelia Discreet, how are you?
Oh, hello. I'm all right, hey.
Oh, that's good to hear. I can hear just like a very vague cicada in the background, which is like a nice little indication that it's going to be a hot day out there.
I think that actually might be an electrical hum.
Let's pretend it's a cicada because it sounds nice.
Let's pretend.
How are you? And what are we talking about this morning?
Well, today we're kind of going on a homophonical survey tour and hopefully ending up at the intersection of art and technology. To use an old joke.
Right. That sounds so good.
Basically, I started thinking about limes.
Okay, as you do.
And then I started thinking about lime. And then I started thinking about Lyme disease. And then I started thinking about, Lyme again. The third one.
Three different limes.
And I was like, I wonder if these are related. And then they're not. And then I found out more stuff. So we're just going to kind of talk about
it. Let's do it. This sounds great. I love one of these sort of how did we get here moments. Hit us with the first lime.
Okay, so the first lime that we're going to talk about, let's just talk about the fruit first because I think that's the easiest.
Yes, following.
So basically, the fruit kind of comes from, like, if you go back far enough, it comes from like India and like Malaysia, but through like medieval Arabic trade routes, it comes to like Persia, the Arabian Peninsula,
yep.
Portugal, Spain, that kind of place. And it basically just keeps the lime name more or less the whole time.
Okay, I'm following.
Like the Malay word is limor.
Limor.
Yes, and then in Arabic it's lima.
Okay.
And in Persian it's limon.
But not a lemon, a lemon.
Well, so it kind of just means like citrus fruit more generally, but we get the lime version. So that's, I mean, why they have such similar names.
Okay, I'm following. That makes sense so far.
Yeah. I mean, that's limes. Okay, that's not limes. That exciting. But then we've also got lime.
Lime. So this is like lime. What is lime? Is it like a powder or a
it's
rock?
It's like a sticky kind of weird mineral stuff. You use it to make mortar, but they also, so this kind of lime is the origin for our phrase limelight. Because when you heat lime, it produces this brilliant white, like, phosphorescence.
Whoa.
Okay. Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah, and so on stage it's called limelight because it's made with lime. And this is another one that's pretty much just been the same word for forever. So Old English is lim.
Lim.
And we've got, like, Old Saxon and also it's lim. And they reckon there's like a proto-Indo-European root that probably means like slimy. And so it's, and
is
so
it a bit
like
slimy?
Well, it's sticky and kind of icky.
Okay.
And I'm so going. They think slime probably has a similar root that was originally Ooh. Sly or lie.
Interesting. So the limelight, that is like what was used in theater, like lighting in the oldie days.
100%.
Cool. Cool. You do learn something new every day. Okay, so those two limes have pretty straightforward lime through history moments.
Sorry, it only gets kind of like super interesting at the end, but I think it's fascinating that we have so many different, the word lime coming from so many different kind of weird sources.
In agreement with you there. So what's our third lime?
It's a tree.
Oh, and it's not a lime tree, like lime, the green citrus fruit.
No, so it's what Americans call a linden tree.
Oh, okay.
And that's all I really have to say about that. There's also Lyme disease, which is named after a town in America called Lyme. Yeah, Lyme disease is nasty. Don't get bit by a tick in North America.
Or in Scotland as well, I think. But Scotland. Oh. I had a friend who like thought he'd got Lyme disease. It was very stressful for a while. He didn't.
That
it was okay.
Stressful.
But he did like an 18-day tramp. And then came back and was like, I got bit by a tick and I feel weird.
Yeah,
and
I've had experiences with ticks. But they were Swiss ticks. So I think I'm in the clear.
Good to know, good to know. So Lyme disease.
Yeah, so the disease is named after a town, and the town is named after another town. So the town in North America, Lyme, is named after Lyme Regis.
Oh, okay.
which is in England, which is the Regis part got added later because they were trying to be nice to a king, which is a horrible British melody, kind of obsession of theirs.
Truly it is.
But it's named after originally the river Lim.
Lim River. Which,
yeah, which comes from a word meaning flood or kind of like, you know, overflowing.
My word.
Well, this all checks out.
Okay, you ready to get to the exciting
part? I'm ready. The build-up has been good. I'm ready to get there. Someone also has just texted and said the lime tree is used for carving. There you go.
Dot.
Fun fact.
That's nice.
There you go. Okay, so what's
thorny,
the interesting bit?
Thorny. So, if we go back... It's all interesting,
it
Rach.
Is.
Come
absolutely.
On.
I'm learning.
If we go way back in time, there is a Latin
time
word.
Time machine noise.
There's a Latin word.
Oh, nice laser.
Limus.
Limus.
Like, spelt limes.
Ah.
Limus. Limus.
And this
Limus.
And this Latin word means a path or a boundary, and it is the origin of so many modern English words.
Oh, okay.
So,
hit us.
So stuff like limit.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Sublime.
Oh.
Yes. Which is like up to, which means like up to a threshold of some kind.
Okay.
Eliminate, to pass over the threshold.
True.
Preliminary, before the threshold.
Oh my God.
Also limbo. But only...
Not the fun kind?
No, not the fun kind.
But
only,
if that is also a line, then the line being the broom that you're
on.
Or the big fancy stick if you're doing a posh limbo.
So the thing under the stick actually comes probably from limber, like limbs, like being bendy.
Oh, okay.
But the medieval word for purgatory...
Oh,
is limbo.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And that comes from limus.
God, purgatory sounds like so stink, eh? It just
sounds
like a terrible time.
0 out of 10.
I mean, I kind of think you can give it a 0 because it is, I mean, it's better than hell. Like, it's definitionally better than being in
hell.
But
at least something's happening in hell, and purgatory just sort of sitting around, aren't you?
Waiting for what?
You could read a book.
Oh, not in limbo, can
you? You gotta make your own fun. Only boring people get bored.
Yeah, you're
in purgatory.
Bored
in
because
purgatory. You got a hoop and a stick, and that's all you need in purgatory. In heaven, they get a Game Boy, but...
Oh.
okay.
DS? Okay, no, we've digressed too far here.
But
take us back to limes.
This is all building up to the point where... This is also the source for a word that more and more people know and fewer people use correctly. We're at the intersection of art and technology,
here?
Rach.
Do you want a drum roll here?
Yeah. Liminal.
Oh, it is the intersection of art and technology. It's my whole art degree. Oh, God. That word. It's just a meme word now, isn't it?
I know, it's quite sad because it was quite fun when it meant a kind of like interstitial location, like not pertained to by any particular code because it sits in between on a boundary line.
And now it's just like an in-between
space. But now
space.
It's just like, ooh, it's a bit kooky. Oh, there's a vending machine inside of this gym. Or like, I don't know.
My art sits on the intersection, the liminal space between blah, 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 blah.
It's actually a liminal space.
Oh, God. I'm only being rude about it because I definitely used it several times in my art degree.
Hey, it's a great word.
I cringe back on it now. But, hey, it is one of those words. There's a good meme page. Well, it's not a meme page. There's a good art like criticism duo from the UK called The White Pube, which are great. You should go follow them online. And every year around grad show time at universities, they release an art school grad bingo. And it's like you walk around and it's like, oh, pile of dirt on the floor. Tick that off your bingo list. Oh, use of the word liminal. Tick that off your list. But it's all in love and jest because they are, you know, and have been art students as well. But it's very accurate. That's my little digression there.
Well, there you go.
So limes, yeah, limes.
So that's, we been our, fun. That's been our limes, our tour from limes to lime to lime to lime to limes.
Thank you very much for taking us there, Amelia. What are we listening to?
Emily's Sassy Lime.
Yes.
Thanks, Amelia. See you soon.
Thank you.
Mr. Moneybags by Emily's Sassy Lime.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.